Hi, my name is James Sagerton. This is the meeting of February 8th, 2022 of the Pacifica National Finance Committee. I believe we have a quorum, so I'm convening the meeting, and I'm going to ask the secretary to take the roll.
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams? Nick Arena? Chris Corey, Lyndon Foley,
here.
Elizabeth Von Gunten,
here.
Julie Hewitt,
here.
Kim Kaufman,
here.
R. Paul Martin, here. Sean Kelly McPherson,
I am here.
James Sagerton,
here.
Anita Sims. Okay, that's seven.
No, Julia.
Yes, I'm Anita.
Oh, Anita, you're here?
No, Julia is taking Anita's spot.
Yeah, I know, but not officially yet. So, okay, that's seven, and that is a quorum.
Okay, R. Paul, I think that is official now. She was February 1st is Julia's start date.
Oh, so the PNB voted on this. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Julia Kennard.
Here.
Okay. That's eight. And it's still a quorum.
Very good. Okay. Now, my computer has decided to mess with me. So I am momentarily unable to see the agenda.
I'll read it if you want.
Thank you. Yes. Well, let me ask the secretary to do that. Paul, can you read the agenda?
Okay. What I have is 1, convene meeting 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. 2, roll call. 3, adopt agenda. 4, chair's announcements, 2 minutes. 5, minutes approval, 3 minutes. 6, report if available from the Pacifica Executive Director, 20 minutes report and 20 minutes Q&A. 7, report from the ICFO, 10 minutes report and 20 minutes Q&A. 8, set next meeting date. 9, budget timelines and schedule for NFC review of budgets for FY22, 5 minutes. 10, adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. ET. Who's going to make a motion?
Yeah, so moved. We adopt this agenda.
Might
need
a second.
No. No seconds in committee. Okay. I'm continuing to have trouble with my computer. So I may have to continue to ask you to read the agenda as we go through it. Is there any objection to the agenda as read? Any additions, subtractions, discussion?
Well, Mrs. Kim, I might suggest that we look at the budget timelines and schedule for NFC review of budgets before we set the next meeting date. Like the meeting date should be when, we're sort of after we've scheduled the budgets. I hear
that
Julia.
That timeline, I think, I'm sorry, may I speak?
Yes, go ahead.
I think the timeline, though, is for fiscal year 23.
No,
correct?
Nope. Huh? It's for the rest of the year of the budgets we haven't done yet.
Well, if I may respond to that, I'll just say that we've been working with Julia as she works with the stations, and we're taking the budgets as they, become available, and as Julia is able to work with the stations to smooth out any difficulties. So we're kind of doing it on an ad hoc basis. I wonder, Kim, if you'd be okay with that.
Well, yeah, I understand that. But, okay, look, it doesn't matter. Schedule a meeting and then figure out which budgets you have. Or figure out which budgets you have and then schedule a meeting. It doesn't matter to me. I'll be here either way. No problem.
Okay,
I'll take it back.
I appreciate that. No, I appreciate that. It's obviously a good suggestion under normal circumstances, which we don't.
I made my point. Whatever.
Understood. All right. Thank you, Kim. Anyone else on the agenda? Any comments? Again, I'll ask any objection. Hearing none, we'll consider that adopted. Okay, that brings us to chair's announcements. I'm just going to skip that tonight. Don't really have any, except that we're joined tonight by our new executive director, Stephanie D. Wells. And then we have minutes approval. Paul, I understand we have some minutes.
Yes, hold on a second.
Just FYI, Paul, you sound a little off mic. I imagine you may be reaching for those minutes.
Yeah, I'm way off mic right here. All right. Okay. We have minutes from January 18th and January 25th. I'm going to make a motion that we approve both of those. So I move that we approve the minutes of January 18th and January 25th. Put it all in one bundle. If anybody objects, they can break it up. So I move that we approve the minutes of January 18th and January 25th. I will note right here, on the 25th, I found a typo and corrected it earlier. So if you found a typo where it said row instead of two, that's been fixed. All right, so there's a motion.
Any discussion? Paul made the motion already.
Oh.
And we don't need a second because we're in committee. So is there any discussion?
Okay. Yes, I have
something.
Go ahead,
Kim.
Well, for the January 18th, it was either me or Chris Corey who made that motion to on the PAN budget to have the full central services in the budget and the full amount of loan payback. No, there was a loan from the national office, and then there was the payback. And they only showed, they didn't show that whole thing. Do you remember that?
Let me bring up the raw. It's not in the minutes, so let me bring up notes to that right now and see.
I mean, we have to do that. Maybe it happened on the PNB. Maybe Chris made that motion on the PNB. That might have happened. Okay, never mind.
Okay.
If you don't have notes, then that happened on the PNB. Because after that motion was made, I thought later, well, we've never seen a revised budget, so that's gone nowhere. But whatever, we'll catch it when we do, the quarterly or half-year review. So, okay, never mind. Thank you.
Okay. Was there anything else on the minutes?
Not from me.
Understanding, of course, that minutes are subject to correction or updating at any time. Hearing no objection, we'll consider these minutes passed. And now, if that's all, Paul, we'll move on to number six, being the report from the Pacifica Executive Director, who is joining us tonight. Stephanie, you have the floor.
Let me just announce it.
While we allocate a certain amount of time for these things, we understand sometimes reports may go longer and will extend. Sometimes they may be shorter, and we'll take advantage of the unused time in other ways. And so we don't have strict time limits on these things. So thank you, Stephanie. Go ahead.
Yeah, perfect. No problem, because I definitely will not be using the full 20 minutes. I will take as many questions and that I can answer. That's not a problem. But to really just focus on what we're hoping to accomplish with this meeting tonight is that what I just kind of wanted to let everybody know is that Julia and the NETA team has been doing, you know, a great job going through all of the budgets and have been taking a very close look, adding things that were missing from budgets in the past that are really helpful as we plan for the future and do strategic planning and programmatic planning and fundraising and all of that. So once we've been having discussions back and forth on a regular basis, and I did determine that there are quite a few various items that need much further review on some of the budgets that have been submitted. And a lot of these items that we realized needed further review kind of emerged once Julia and the NETA team, you know, added the previous year's actuals, which weren't a part of the budgets in the past. And by being able to look at the actuals, not the projected budgets of past fiscal years, but looking at the actuals, it helped bring to light much closer inspection some of the budget variances between the fiscal years. And it also gave us a greater look at a lot of the net losses that were popping up that maybe weren't prevalent by just looking at a one-year projected budget. So what we wanted to do is just review further the budgets that have been submitted so far and not really put them in a place right now where they can be approved. I don't think they can be approved at this point. We just need to review them further. I want to be able to make detailed notes, working with the GMs and the people that have created those budgets, make detailed notes for the decisions that they made regarding that budget, create a budget narrative for each budget, which kind of is helpful just as we're reviewing it to get a better understanding of the decisions that were made with some of those budgets and the numbers that were made, and just help create a more realistic and conservative projection as we move forward. And in the past, when I've worked, you know, obviously with other places with budgets, one of the things that we really need to kind of take into consideration that with any nonprofit, your budget really becomes a living document. And we want to realize that the budget that we're presenting on behalf of each station and the affiliates and the archives is that it is a working, living document that we need to take a close look at, I would say every quarter, but at this point probably every other month, or it'd be great, you know, even every month, take a look at what those projections are and then make any sort of accommodations and changes so we don't find ourselves in the rear for longer, or if we see that some income that we were hoping that we were getting, you know, isn't there, that we can then make those changes and work on that projection so we don't work we don't continue to just work in the red as the year progresses.
I hear a long pause.
I know.
Are you thinking or are you done?
I'm not thinking. I mean, I think that's pretty, I don't really know what more to sort of say since this is a finance committee, you know, but I'll obviously take questions and that may prompt me to kind of move on to something else. But, in general, my goal as I'm working, you know, again, just kind of entering my second or third week here, is that we really need to focus on the budgets. We need to focus on creating budgets that are workable and doable. We need to, once we have a steady hand on the finances, then it's going to make it a lot easier for us to be able to determine company-wide to create, as I said earlier, the strategic planning, the programming. You know, it's all a vicious circle. We bring in the money, then we can get the people that we need to make the programming that we need, which gives us the listeners that we need, which then gives us the revenue that we need. So all of those are a bunch of moving parts that we need to work together to make it happen. But it does really all start with our framework, which is a realistic, conservative, workable budget.
Good. I'm gonna just interject something and then we'll take some questions if you're done for now.
Yes, that's perfect. Happy to.
Good. I just want to interject one quick thing, which is we of course have a process here where the business managers and the general managers get together and they formulate a budget. They bring it to the local finance committee. They pass it to the LSB. Then it comes to us. And that's what we have to start with as our base. But of course, then it's within our purview to tweak it and then pass it on. So we'll have to accept the budgets as they come to us, then we can work on them and then pass them on to the PMB. And so what we would be doing here is being in an interim period. For example, we had talked about working on the Texas and or the WBAI budget tonight. And so we're not saying we're not going to look at the budgets as we received them. We're just working on what tweaking we think is recommended for them so that we don't have to do that during the meeting and we don't have to, you know, send it back to the LSBs. We can do the tweaking and then do the side by side and show what the tweaking was when we actually then, you know, consider it on the NFC. And I think we, you know, we talked about that, Stephanie, and I'm sure you, at the time, you were in agreement with that and you understood all that. So I'm just saying it for the benefit of people listening and for the treasurers who are here and other people who, you know, do know the process and might think that this would violate the process in some way. So having said that, now I want to ask others if they have questions. Open it up. Anybody there?
This is Beth.
I think we're here.
Okay. Yep.
This is Beth.
Hi, Beth. Do you have a question?
Not so much a question as a comment, but it sounds really good to me. I appreciate that perspective. It sounds really grounded. I think it's the general direction. I've only been within Pacifica Governance for 2 years and on the PNB and this committee for just the last year. But it does sound to me like the general direction we've been moving in to try to regulate, rectify past inadequacies, and it really feels good to have someone at the helm who has that clear vision and understands the value of that process. So thank you and welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. If I'm 100% behind policies and procedures and putting practices in place, because I know we all want a happy, healthy, well-functioning nonprofit corporation, which is what we are. So that's the ultimate goal that I want for the organization, and conversations that I've had with Julia and Anita folks as well, is to just bring us into a state of being extremely healthy and viable with finances, programs, and listeners. And if we reach those goals, and it may take a little while, but if we, you know, focus on those goals, it's only going to help us in the future getting funding from other sources, getting funding from the CPB, and just doing what we need to do to, you know, bring us to the level that we know we can be at.
Wonderful. Any other questions?
Beth, with another comment,
but go
ahead.
This is Kim.
Beth, let me go to Kim first, and then I'll, if nobody, you know, we'll come back on a second round for people who have spoken already. Unless Beth, you were following up on something you had just said.
Kind of, it's very brief, just that I would be more concerned about our budget process this year if I didn't know for a fact how much farther we are ahead this year than we were last year. So this is actually progress. And I'm not worried. Thank you. That's enough.
Thank you. Kim?
Thank you for your patience.
Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I was on mute when I thought I had spoken up before. So you'll get no argument from me about good budgets. You know, I'm Kim Kaufman from KPFK. The new treasurer. Same. I was the treasurer 10 years ago. So I've been looking at budgets for a long time, and it warms my heart to hear about good budgets. So thank you very much, Stephanie.
Thank you. I will be picking your brain, I'm sure, quite often as we move forward with this.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Kim. Anyone else? Question or comment? Anyone else? I think I shouldn't have said maybe we'll have a short meeting because everybody's cooperating.
It sounds like everybody's really happy.
Well, I'll take a moment just to verbalize how happy I am. I'm very happy, and we've spent some time on the phone talking about this approach, and I've expressed how refreshing and welcome it is, and I have high hopes, and, you know, I think Joel, that's enough. That's all I need to say. Anybody else? The questions are not limited to this topic that we're on now, which is, you know, budgets and, other general questions can be asked.
Well, this is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
I'll just say KPFK is going to have the local finance committee rejected the GM's budget because it had a rather large deficit. And so we're going to be having the LSB budget meeting on this Thursday. So, you know, there's that. And I expect that it'll be up here soon. Up at the
and
LSB,
how do people find that, Kim?
Pardon me?
How do people find that if they want to listen?
Oh, it's on KPFTX. It's a Zoom meeting, and you can find the links on KPFTX. It's 5:30 on Thursday, East Pacific time.
Day after tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes. Good.
I actually had that, Stephanie. I actually had that on my calendar, and then I realized it's the same time as we have the national board meeting. So
No, not on this Thursday.
That's Pacific time, right, right, Kim?
Yeah, but you don't have a meeting. You don't have a meeting this Thursday. You don't have a PNB meeting this Thursday.
Oh, this is Beth confirming that.
What?
This is Beth confirming that. Hey, I'm pulling it up now.
Getting KPFT.
I don't believe you guys. I'm perfectly content with that information.
Yeah, this is Julie confirming that we don't. We will have one on the 17th that's not noticed yet, but that's obviously not a problem for the KPFK Local Finance Committee.
Oh, okay, perfect. I know you guys kept talking about one on the 17th, and I just thought you were referencing one on the 17th, but not referencing the one on the 10th. Oh, okay, great. Wonderful. Thank you.
See, we got something done on this meeting. That's good.
I know. Thanks.
Anybody else with any other questions?
Nope.
Hearing none, I think we can move on. And I guess, you know, of course, Stephanie, you can feel free to chime in on any questions that come up after the CFO report.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yep. And so that brings us to item number 7, report from the ICFO, 10 minutes report, 20 minutes Q&A, Julia Kennard presenting. Julia, you have the floor.
Thank you, and thank you to not having a board meeting Thursday night. Kim, I will talk to you later about what you need me to do Thursday.
Just make some popcorn and listen.
I kind of feel like a broken record the past few meetings. Still a lot of the same things going on, at least, you know, working on January financials. Goal is to have those completed prior to the next regularly scheduled NFC meeting, which is in, is that a week and a half? Oh, 2 weeks. Again, still working on the audit, keeping up with the February activity that's going on. Budgets have taken up a good bit of my time the past week or so. And I'm just one of those people that, gosh, I can't let it go when I see something that just looks odd. And I kind of learned my lesson after the first couple of budgets that went through, or really after the first one, that I needed to look a little deeper. I just thought, since they had already gone through some of the levels, that maybe that stuff was ironed out. But I think doing the four-year comparison versus last year, which is hindsight, of course, and not fair necessarily, but it definitely has a few things jump out. So I appreciate the time to work with Stephanie and the business managers to get that rectified. I have started input. I've reached out to a couple people regarding the chart of accounts for some input on that and getting that rolling, as well as the budget schedule for next year, for fiscal year 23. And I know James doesn't, you know, we've kind of batted back and forth about when we want to delve into that, and I think that will be coming up in the next few weeks. I know people don't like to talk about the plan for next year when we're still dealing with this year, but given the cycle of the process that Pacifica goes through, going through the, you know, the different committees between, you know, LFC, the local board, and to get to the national, I think it's smart to go ahead and have a timeline in place. Kim was kind enough to find one, evidently, that people used to use. So I'm going to reach out to a couple of the stations, since obviously the local stations have a schedule that they've used, because they had budgets by, I think several of them had budgets by September 30th. So just to try to see, not reinvent the wheel on that. And the KPFK property tax, that's taken a little bit of time, but I've had two gentlemen from KPFK who've been very gracious in assisting me with some of the legwork on that. So I greatly appreciate that. Cash is has been at the forefront of my obsession this week. We are going to need to seek assistance from a couple of units to assist KPFK with funding their payroll this week. On Friday, they did start their fund drive today, but as I'd mentioned to, you know, Lydia and maybe Stephanie, you know, those funds, even if they do, you know, raise some funds the next few days, by the time credit card deposits and all hit, we're not going to have enough to fund that for Friday. Any questions?
Yes, this is Lyndon. Beth?
Go ahead.
I heard Lyndon and then Beth. Let's start with Lyndon.
Thank you. Hi, Julia.
Hi.
I haven't seen the schedule for the central services in a while, and I was hoping that you would send that out. And since I'll be going off the board here as soon as somebody else gets elected from Houston, I'd appreciate if you would continue to send that out. I found it to be very useful in my analysis of the health of Pacifica.
Okay, and I'm trying to think. I thought I sent it out at the last meeting. Did I not? Maybe it was the meeting before. But I will add that to my list.
Yeah, there was one that we used to get that had an actual Excel spreadsheet that had 20,
right.
Had 3 years or mm-hmm. 2.5 years, whatever, and a consolidated sheet also, tab.
Okay, maybe I just sent that to Chris because he was trying to work on something. I thought I sent it to the group, but yes, I'll send that back out and I can send it out. I need to see if it's been updated recently. I don't think we've received a lot of payments, but the last one,
right, but
I think was updated
okay.
through December. Yeah.
Okay,
so
thank you.
I can send that out. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? Beth, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Beth.
Yes, I'm just wondering if there's anything else we can do to support you in your work, Julia? You sound significantly burdened, and I know what a difference it makes to have Fred and Steve on the ground at KPFK helping with the property tax, conundrum. And if there's anything else we can do, if it would help, if we step up for something, without your guidance, I wouldn't know. So if there's anything else that we can do to support you, I'd be grateful to know. Thanks.
Oh, I really appreciate that. I will think about that. I will definitely reach out. I will say there are a couple of people that I just happen to know a little bit better. And so I feel like, you know, because I had worked with Kim so much with what's going on with KPFK, you know, she was just a name I knew I could email and say, hey, do you have a template that y'all have used in the past for schedule, you know, budget schedules? So I appreciate that, and I'll start thinking of ways to better use the time that you guys are offering.
Any other questions? Hearing no one with any at the moment, I'm going to put myself on the stack and ask, comment about one thing and ask about another thing. The comment is, you'll see number 9 on our agenda is budget timelines and schedule for NFC review of budgets for fiscal year 22. And that's something that I've been putting on the agenda every time. And it was initially intended to be an update from the stations as to how they're coming along with their budgets and where they are in their process. It's not the timelines and schedules that we're talking about just a moment ago, which is a more exact schedule and would be going forward. So that's not something that we're going to discuss again when we get to number 9, just so everybody understands that. And I wanted to ask you, Julia, if you would just say a little bit about why it's important or helpful to put those columns in the budgets with the prior year actuals and how that helps in reading the budget and understanding it, which is something that I don't think most of the budgets that have come to us so far have had.
Well, I think looking at budgets is challenging for anyone, even if they do this on a regular basis. So I can imagine that there are a lot of people, when they receive a budget, they don't know what they don't know. So they don't know that having that information would be helpful. But that is the easiest way for me, even if I don't know an organization very well and I'm still trying to learn it, that's the easiest way for me to hit the areas that drive questions for me. And so as I told one of the people this past week, you know, I said, hey, I've inserted this for you and I've added up the percentages. So we really want to look at the increase or decrease from the prior year actual to the current year proposed budget, because that tells us, are we being lofty? Are we being conservative? Did we make a mistake? We did find a pretty significant mistake in one. Everyone makes mistakes on occasion in a budget, so that's not pointing any fingers at anyone. But someone had left out a pretty significant number that to me jumped out like crazy because I had added in the prior year numbers, and it was a huge drop. It was a line item that I knew could not have dropped that dramatically. So, most organizations that I've worked with have always looked at that comparison and said, you know, if there's anything that is more than a 10% swing, positive or negative, in change, then there needs to be a justification. And sometimes people, I feel like justification seems like a harsh word. But, especially in difficult times, we really need to understand what's the basis for those numbers. And sometimes people have a good basis, and that's great. We just needed to know that and understand it. And if it's something that's a negative impact, then we need to understand is there something we can do to solve the problem for you? It's also something that when you see a big leap, it kind of makes you think, is this person feeling pressured to present a balanced budget? and that's not necessarily the reality that we're facing in that area. So those that swing in between the actuals of last year and what you're proposing, it helps draw your eye in a sea of numbers to what is the most important thing you should look at. And I work from that area. And as I'm newer, then it allows me to dig in and say, okay, well, what's going on in that account? Or direct the questions. And a lot of times, you think that people who work with financial information know the questions to ask, or know the questions to anticipate, and they don't. And so I've tried to help a couple of the individuals who've been working on these budgets to see that these are very valid questions, and we need to help solve the problem, the issues that are associated with these big swings. I'm not sure if that helped.
No, that helps a lot. And I appreciate that response. And hopefully some of the people that may have had questions about that are listening. And if not, we'll make sure that they understand it.
To follow up on that, and I think it's going to take a little bit of time for us to all get used to one another and how we tend to do things. As I had said to James, I thought that these were going to be a couple of easy budgets because I just thought they would be easier ones to get through. And, but once I really added that information in, because I felt like it was important for you guys to know that. I mean, I don't want you guys to have to be digging through prior year financial statements to be able to compare it. And we should provide that information to you. So really that's why I was doing that. So, people like Kim or whoever don't have to go and dig out the prior year financial statement to see if the numbers make sense. And, once I started doing that, I was like, ooh. And I just felt like, why bring something to you that we know has an issue that needs to be addressed? Didn't feel like it was the best use of time. So there still may be issues that need to be addressed once we bring it to you. But hopefully Stephanie and I can help sort of itemize the issues. You don't have to try to figure them out on your own.
All right. So that's a big assist to us in the oversight that we're supposed to be doing, which is our function here. So that's much appreciated.
Okay.
Were you done on that, Julia?
Yes.
Okay. So are there any other questions on any other areas or matters financial for Julia? I knew I shouldn't have announced we're having an early meeting. Okay. So we can then move on to number 8, which is set the next meeting date. As was just mentioned, we've had, we had some budgets we were hoping to look at, and they needed some more work, or we needed some more work on them, with them, more time. And so, since next week there are no conflicts with any other meetings of the Pacifica committees or boards, we thought it might be a good idea to schedule another meeting where perhaps we will have one or more of those budgets that we can actually dig into at that time. And Julia, did you mention that we might be able to have the financials as well?
Not next Tuesday. It's whatever the regularly
scheduled. Yeah, yeah.
That's the
following Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
Yes. And I'll just say, in addition to that, our Paul and I were talking earlier, and he points out that we have meetings, regular meetings set through April. And what we've been doing is to try and catch up on our budgets, holding some extra meetings in between our regular meetings, which are twice a month. And when the full committee is seated pending the PMB elections to the Finance Committee of the new board members, we will then set meetings ahead for the rest of the year and into the next year.
Could I point out, we have them to April. We have them through March
Okay, thank you for that. Yes, so that's an important little correction. I appreciate that. Did anybody have any? Did anybody want to discuss having another meeting on next Tuesday?
Does the chair have a motion he'd like to make?
Yes, I'd like to move that we set our next meeting date as Tuesday, February 15th, 2022. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll consider that done.
This is Beth with a request.
Go ahead, Beth.
Yes, I'd like to request that the previous agenda items, a motion to establish standard transaction limits, be included in our next meeting agenda. Thank you. It's already been circulated once. I'll circulate it again. And if anybody has questions or comments or wants to discuss it between now and then, let me know. Thanks.
Beth, I'm going to ask you, if you'll recall, when we started to set extra meetings, there was a request from one member of the board, which was the rest of the group, or the committee rather, the rest of the group agreed to, which was when we set special meetings, that would be for the purpose of reviewing budgets only. So I guess what we would need to do is have an understanding that we would be opening up this special next meeting for other items. Paul, did I hear you about to speak?
No, you did not.
Kim?
Go ahead, Kim.
I have a really bad line. I've already hung up and called back in. Can you tell me what that said? Because I'm not sure what we're discussing.
I'm sorry,
next meeting?
Yeah, we're setting a next meeting for Tuesday,
right.
February 15th.
Right.
And then I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Beth inquired as to whether we could add an item that was previously on the agenda for a discussion of a transaction limit for spending in the network, and you know, without approval of the appropriate boards. And that had been on the agenda, but I did not put it on this agenda. And she's asking if we can do it at the next meeting, which is a not our regular meeting. And when we had agreed to set some previous extra meetings, we had agreed that they would only be for purposes of reviewing budgets. But that was for the previous group of meetings we'd set, not necessarily for future ones, as we're discussing now. So I just was asking for a general consensus or even discussion, if need be, from the members here, if they would be okay with having them a special future meeting, and I shouldn't call it a special meeting, but this meeting that we're setting now be open for other matters other than reviewing budgets only. It's kind of tripping over my words there, but did I make sense there?
Or Paul for stat?
I just wanted to see if Kim got that and had any comeback on it.
I just have a really crappy line. I'll have to go back and listen to the maestro, because I guess it's okay, whatever you all are saying, but it's all very fuzzy. But it probably doesn't matter, so I'm fine. Well, you know.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Kim. Our Paul?
Yeah, I would really prefer if, because when you're doing the budgets, you know, you go, look at that line, look at this. There's a lot of detail, and you get punchy after a while. And I remember her motion, and it's a big motion, and maybe we could make that for the next regularly scheduled meeting, which is in 2 weeks from now on the 22nd, and then we could do it then. I think that would be better, because next week, if we're going to have budgets, I think we really should concentrate on those. That's my thought.
Understood. Anyone else? Beth, would you like to? Oh, I'm sorry. Who was that?
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
Well, are you saying if we don't have a budget, we'll still meet? Because I would say, no, we should only meet if we have one or two budgets to review. I mean, we shouldn't be having extra meetings if we don't have budgets to review.
Understood. And if we did open it up to other items, we could, say, discuss budget timelines and schedules or central services formula or other items. But, you know, that takes a lot of preparation on the part of the CFO, and the members need to have materials to review before we get to such a meeting. So I understand sort of the thrust of what you're saying, Kim. So it's still just an open question. Beth, do you want to come back on any of that, or anybody else have any comment?
Sure, I'd like to comment again. I can live with abiding by the rules we've made for ourselves and waiting until the next regular meeting if we make a commitment to actually deal with this then. My concern is that this item has been a can kicked down the road for actually months and months behind the scene, and it's not merely a grand symbolic gesture in the general direction of best practices. It's an actual operational item that I would have invoked a couple of times already if it were in place. I've been assured that theoretically Pacifica has such a thing and has had for a long time and that we don't need it, but no one has yet been able to point me to the text. So in the absence of a previous something that I can quote verbatim, I think it's important that we get this passed as one of the instruments we can use to help us get control of our budget. I mean, among other things, I think it's necessary, it's useful, it's operational. It is a best management practice, and so I can wait for the next regular meeting, but I would like a commitment that we take this up then. Thank you.
Well, I can say that I will put it on the agenda for the next regular meeting, but now I think I have to ask if there's an amendment to my motion, which was just to set a next meeting for Tuesday the 15th, and it seems now like we may be reaching a consensus to have that meeting only if we have a budget to review. Would anyone like to make that amendment?
I think your motion already passed.
Could we, would it be possible to just say if there, you know, without getting too much into R-O-N-R, that we just say, if there's nothing in budget land to deal with, we won't have the meeting. If you want to, we can make it formal. Okay. But then we need to.
I'm ready to go either way. I don't feel a need to make it formal.
This is Beth again.
Go ahead, Beth.
If I may. Yes, I like the idea of putting a stake in the ground there and aiming for that and at least aspirationally intending to have at least a budget or two by next week. And if we don't, then we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. I agree with Kim that there's no point in meeting if we don't have grist for that mill. But I would like to hope that we will, and I want to be sure it's on the calendar so that we have adequate notice and all of that. We've met the prerequisites. So I would like to leave it just as it is with the understanding that if there's no material reason to meet, then that we won't, and it'll be canceled. Thank
so
you.
is that an amendment to the motion, Beth?
That was,
you have to
that
say
was,
it is if you want to vote on it. I hear our secretary sighing, but that's...
I was offering support of the motion that's already passed.
Your
motion already passed without opposition.
Correct.
And I, too, don't oppose it. And,
okay, so
and I
if everybody just understands that it's the chair's prerogative to cancel a meeting, and I, if everybody understands that I will cancel the meeting without polling the entire group or, you know, taking other steps to confirm that everybody's okay with it. If we don't have a budget to review, I'll just cancel the meeting. And if that's okay with everybody, I'll just do that.
Julie.
Fine with me.
That sounds good. I mean, I'll tell you right now that if there's not, you don't have to poll me, because if there's not a budget ready to discuss, I'm fine with canceling the meeting.
Good. Good. And I think I hear our Paul saying the same. Any further discussion on this?
Yeah, we're going by the P&B rule that if you get it in before midnight, it's notice, right?
Correct.
Because I'm putting it in now. And
thank you.
I don't agree with that, but I'm putting it in now.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, hearing no further discussion on that, I think we can consider that a closed matter, and we can move on to number 9, which, as I said earlier, is just asking the different stations how they're doing with their budgets. I think we already know, but we can go around for the benefit of the public who's listening. Perhaps the treasurers can say how we're doing. We don't have anyone with us from KPFA tonight. So, Kim, do you want to just give us a brief update on where you guys are with the budget?
We have, you know, the budget meeting on Thursday.
The budget was rejected, and now the GM is going to come and discuss it with at a special LSB meeting, right?
Which yes. The GM did not come to the local finance committee, so we haven't been able to ask him questions yet. But clearly, he gave us a budget with a $1 million deficit, which we couldn't approve, and he wasn't at the finance committee to, ask questions of. So, I'll just have to wait and see what happens on Thursday night. I can't imagine that he's plugged that hole of $1 million, of revenue. So,
And just for the benefit of people listening, that's Thursday night when?
5:30 Pacific time.
Found on KPFTX?
Yes.
Yes. Very good. Thank you, Kim. So let's go over to Texas. Sean or Lyndon, do you have any, we know we've already discussed that we're dealing with your budget. It's been submitted, and we are working on it. Anything else to add?
Not for me. That is my understanding. This is Mac.
Thanks, Mac.
I have nothing either, Jim.
James. Okay. Thank you, Lyndon. So let's go over to WPFW. Julie, we know that we've already passed your budget.
That's right. And we're about to go into a fun drive, and I just want to say that one of the things that feels really nice is that we're going into a fun drive, with a little bit of cash still in our account. And oftentimes we've been, kind of like on fumes as we go into a fun drive, and this feels pretty good.
Excellent. And Arpa, I don't know if you're done posting that meeting, if you want to say anything about the WBAI budget and where
I'm not
where we
done
are.
Posting it, but well, as far as I've most recently been told, and we've heard it here tonight, it's still getting worked on, the final version.
Right, and our Paul, understanding that you're still trying to post, and I apologize for this, but what I said earlier about the process where the local finance committee gets it, it goes to the LSB, it comes to us, and we have to deal with the budget as it comes to us, but then we can tinker with it, and then pass it on without sending it back to the LSPs. Is that the way you understand it? Is that?
Yes.
Yes.
Very good.
The stations produce it. It comes to the NFC. The NFC does something magical to it, sends it to the PNB, and who knows what happens then.
Very good. This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
We don't send it back to the LSB.
No, we send it to the PNB.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't go backwards, no matter what kind of revisions we ask for, or, you know, it's done on the local level once it comes up this way.
Yes, that was my understanding. Thank you both for that. Anybody else with anything else? I'm going to say we're done with number 9 then. And unless anybody has any closing remarks, I think we can go to adjourn. Does anybody have anything else to say?
No, just thanks to Stephanie for showing up.
Yes. In fact, I was going to start by thanking Fred Blair, our LSB member from KPFK, who is streaming our meeting, and thank Stephanie D. Wells, our new executive director, for coming to our meeting, which is refreshing. And thanks to Julia, our CFO, for all the work, hard work, I know, hard work that she's been doing over the past week and especially over the past few days, because I've seen it over the past few days. I've been there for some of it. And who else to thank? I want to thank Paul, our secretary, who is busy posting while we're talking and does the minutes, which are very time-consuming, and it's tedious work, but he keeps it up. So thanks to all those people. Thanks to the members, and we are adjourned.
Well, good night.
Thank you all. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Thanks, everyone. Good night.
Good night.